This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli soldiers withdrew from Gaza's main hospital Wednesday after raiding and combing through the facility in their war against Hamas, as the UN Security Council was set to consider a call for humanitarian pauses. Both Israel and its top ally, the United States, said the Palestinian militants have a command center below the Al-Shifa complex, a charge denied by Hamas and directors at the hospital, which has become a focal point in the 40-day-old war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has told a UN emergency meeting an immediate humanitarian ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Philippe Lazzarini has accused Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians and the forced displacement of civilians. He also warns a further breakdown of civil order after the agency's warehouses were broken into by Palestinians searching for food and other aid will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the largest UN agency in Gaza to continue operating. Briefings to the Security Council by Lazzarini, the head of the UN Children's Agency UNICEF and a senior UN humanitarian official, painted a dire picture of the situation in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As smoke filled the sky over the Gaza skyline on Wednesday, a red alert warning was heard in southern Israel, followed by two loud bangs from explosions. About 250,000 Israelis have evacuated from communities near Gaza, where Palestinian militants still fire barrages of rockets, and along the northern border, where Israel and